Good morning. It's Power Talk 1460 and 101 FM, and it's Saturday morning, and it's time for the Experts Program. Mark Carbonaro with you, and we are joined by our expert who kicks things off for us on Saturday mornings to talk technology, and that is Luis Alvarez, CEO of the Alvarez Technology Group. Luis, good morning, and by the way, Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. It's a fun weekend right before we kick off a week of. I know it's really just one day, but a lot of people, because the day of the week that Christmas is on, are going to take advantage and take a couple extra days off.
That's right.
It's going to be kind of quiet around here.
Not a lot going on the last 15 days of the month for a lot of businesses.
Yep.
But we want to talk about autonomous vehicles, and this could be the year 2019 coming up, could be a big year for AVs. Coincidentally, Luis, I had a chance to interview Sam Schwartz, who is the author of a new book called No One at the Wheel. And we spent about 30 minutes talking about AVs and his vision of where he sees AVs taking transportation and society. And we're going to air that tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. here on Power Talk. And that'll
be our
weekly public affairs program. And Sam has got an interesting background. He's I think he's in his early to mid-70s now, but he started out his work experience, his work career, as a cab driver in New York, okay? And then later, he became the traffic commissioner of New York.
Huh,
so, yeah, imagine that, somebody who had, feet on the ground experience with transportation issues, and then later on becomes the guy in charge of coordinating traffic through that metropolis. So pretty interesting guy, and he's got a lot of really interesting thoughts about where all this is going to take us. But anyway, let's start off first with the idea of why 2019 could be the year that an autonomous vehicle will deliver pizza and groceries to my house.
Well, a lot of companies have been experimenting with the idea of using autonomous vehicles, robots, those sorts of things to deliver products in a confined area. Think of it as a dense city like San Francisco, where right now there are robots doing a package deliveries on, going from within a couple miles of the drop-off point. But imagine if one day you order a Domino's pizza, and instead of having a driver show up in front of your house, you'll have an autonomous vehicle with a heated compartment that would carry your pizza, and you would have an app on your phone that would unlock that compartment, and you grab your pizza or whatever else you ordered, and then it would go on to the next delivery without a driver in there. That's Domino's is experimenting today with that kind of concept, and you have the grocery chain Kroger is doing the same thing. The idea there being that you could order your groceries and they would be packaged and put into this little vehicle, and off it would go to make that delivery. And when it got to your house, same thing. You fire up your app and unlock the compartment that has your groceries, and then it would go on to do the next thing. And the idea there is, keeping costs low. Doing deliveries takes people right now, and it's not even really the cost of the gas or wear and tear on the vehicle. It's really the cost of paying somebody a living wage to drive around and deliver those sorts of things. So it's an expensive proposition, and a lot of these companies are trying to figure out a way to eliminate the driver in those circumstances.
Are we going to see a competition between AVs and drones for delivery of goods to people's homes?
Probably. The nice thing about technology and innovation is that you have a lot of different people and a lot of different startups trying to solve the same problem. And in some cases, there are multiple solutions to whatever the challenge is. And in other cases, one solution will rise to the top and all the other ones will just go to the wayside. So we'll have to wait and see. I don't think, you're going to see a mass deployment of AVs starting in 2019, but I think you'll see a lot of companies out there who are testing the concept, deploying it into a very confined area where they can see manage the results of the experiments and see if it's worthwhile going any further.
Okay, yeah, it should be pretty interesting to watch it roll out. I'm wondering is there a better way? Well, like with some of the delivery options that we have with with delivered goods as they go now, there are options where you can, you know, have leave access to your home to the delivery person so mm-hmm. that you can thwart the porch pirates. But how do you do the same thing if you have AVs delivering, you know, AVs and robots and drones delivering goods to your home? How do you secure the delivered goods?
Yeah, that's the challenge, you know. That's why I said that there's going to be a lot of different solutions to those kind of challenges. I can't imagine that, you know, you will be ordering a pizza if you're not home to get it. But correct. I could see where you might order some goods and the AV shows up and it's ready to deposit those goods in front of your house and you're not there. So how do you solve that problem? Does it go on to its next delivery and come back? Does the drones that Amazon has been experimenting with actually just drop off the package and go on to the next thing? But then that means that package is available for somebody to steal if you don't happen to be nearby to protect it. So there's going to be a lot more experimenting done, a lot more innovating done before any of these things become practical and come to market.
One of the things I'm noticing, and just a little bit off topic, but delivery is getting better and faster in many respects. There's a company called OnTrack. I'd never heard mm-hmm. of them before. And I think they just deliver in the western states like Arizona, Nevada, California, Oregon, and Washington. And that's, I believe, their operating footprint. And I ordered some car parts on Thursday, like around 6 o'clock in the morning. And I ordered, I took them over just like ground delivery, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were here, they arrived yesterday at noon, okay? One day. Why would I pay for overnight delivery when the free delivery of these goods, the basic ground shipping, got them there in one day? If the shipper had used UPS for this, it wouldn't be till maybe Monday or Wednesday of next week that I would see these goods.
Yeah, it's amazing the bar that has been raised by companies like Amazon that decided that, hey, we're going to deliver. You know, back in the day, if you remember, you order something from Amazon, like normal, it would take 5 to 6 business days unless you wanted to pay extra and get it delivered, within a couple of days. And now that's the new standard. Is, you know, 2-day delivery if you're using Prime, which a lot of people are. And that means that everybody else has to, you know, raise their game and provide the same level of service. And in some cases, with Amazon and like your experience, it's either same day or next day, depending right. on how close you are to one of their distribution centers. Mm-hmm. And up in the Bay Area, you know, same day delivery is pretty common.
Lewis, what about, let's move on to trucks. And one of the predictions we've heard from some people who are following AVs and predicting about how they're going to be so disruptive to the economy for a lot of existing businesses, legacy businesses, is that truck drivers are going to find, you know, mass unemployment in the long-haul trucking industry. But now we're seeing that opinion tempered by saying, well, it may be a number of years for a variety of reasons. It could be a number of years before that actually happens. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's true. I mean, there are about 2 million truck drivers out there that in those long-haul rigs that you see going up and down the highway. And when you add in, you know, folks that do those short hauls, you're looking at, you know, 3.5 million people, 3.5 million jobs. And a lot of those jobs are pretty good paying jobs. So the idea that all of those are going to be replaced in the near future by, AVs is a little optimistic, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you can overcome the technological challenges, and there's something to, you know, that's still a long ways away, even though that you hear a lot about these tests that people do that they hype and say, oh, look, you know, we had this truck deliver produce from one part of the country to the other. A lot of those are in very controlled environments with a lot of support outside of the vehicle to make sure that, you know, accidents don't happen and people don't cross in front of the vehicle and that sort of stuff. So we're ways away from those automated trucks taking over the highways, but it will eventually come to pass. But then you're going to have to deal with all the secondary issues like the law. You know, what happens if an AV hits somebody? And, you know, who gets sued? You know, typically the driver of the vehicle is one of the people at fault, and maybe the company that hires a driver. But, you know, if I own a bunch of AVs and they're driving around and one of them hits somebody, am I at fault? Is the company that contracted for me to deliver their goods at fault? So, or is it even the company that built the vehicle? You know, one could argue that because the technology is preeminent as opposed to the driver, that if there's fault to be had, it's probably in the programming that went into that vehicle. Very similar to that horrific accident that happened with a Tesla on autopilot when it didn't recognize that a truck was starting to move into its lane because it hadn't ever seen, had never been programmed to recognize that, and the car ended up getting crushed.
Right.
And Tesla was sued along with the truck driver, but the reality is that Tesla settled out of court because they recognized that, yeah, that was a programming fault of ours. So you're going to have those kinds of issues, magnified by the number of AVs on the road. So I think you will see something like autopilot for truck drivers. That is, the ability for them to take their not necessarily have to drive the entire way and use some assisted automation, but the idea of driverless trucks dominating the highway is not something I think we're going to see for at least another 10 years or so.
Okay. The other interesting thing, too, is that truck drivers, the median age is 55. The average age of truck drivers is 55. And so the job losses may be tempered by the fact that as AV trucks come in and older drivers retire, the jobs that are lost just won't be replaced. It won't necessarily be someone always being displaced. It may well be that, say, truck drivers retire, the company decides, well, rather than hire a new driver, we're going to give this AV thing a shot.
Yeah, exactly. And like a lot of professions, there's not a mad rush. One of the reasons that the median age of a truck driver is over 50 is because there's not a lot of young people going into that profession.
Yes.
And at some point, automation and innovation will be required in order to keep trucks on the road.
All right. Fascinating topic. Luis Alvarez has been our guest here on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. He's CEO of the Alvarez Technology Group. Online, it's alvareztg.com. At AlvarezTG is the Twitter handle. And Luis, the toll-free number for the I-Team for folks that are interested in network security and any of the other services that the Alvarez Technology Group has to offer.
Give us a call at 866-78-ITIN. That's 866-784-8326.